fuck am I doing?
Oh my god, this is so dumb. This is so dumb. I am so, so pathetic. God, you've really outdone yourself this time, Violet. Oh my god. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Well, I've come this far already. It's not like I have anything else to do tonight, or anyone else to do tonight. I guess there are worse ways to waste my time. No, where were those instructions? Ah, okay. Draw the inscriptions on the floor like so. There we go. Is that right? I mean, I guess so. It kind of looks an awful lot like the print symbol, but whatever. What the hell do I know? Okay, anyway, what's next? Light 6 candles. Okay, simple enough. I'm good at lighting things. There we go. God damn it. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Ow. Fuck. Shit. You know, come to think of it, I really hope scented candles are okay. Because my apartment is, well, already smells like a Crate and Barrel, and it'll hang around for a month. Oh well. Just another handy reminder of how pathetic this is. Okay. Inscribe the circle, the candles. Last step. What the hell does this mean? Gird thyself, seeker, and kneel astride the sigil. Speak thy heart's sordid want into the aching empty. Yeah. And take heart or despair, thy words shall echo, gestate, and return. So, make a wish? I mean, okay, I can make a wish. Simple, easy. I will kneel on my floor like an idiot and make the stupid wish, and then, when it doesn't work, I'll have another drink, I will rub one out, and I will fall asleep watching The Office. Just like always. No harm done, curiosity satisfied. Okay, here we go. No fucking way. God, this is a new low even for me. I should not be trying to summon demons in my apartment like some edgy high schooler. What I should be doing is getting back on Tinder, like my friends keep telling me to. Would that be so bad? To just talk to some guys, go on some dates with them, see their sword collections, get a bunch of dick pics, leave them on red, never get a response from any of the hot ones. God. Okay. Fuck. Fine. Here goes nothing. Hello, spirits, or demons, or whatever. I don't know what to say here. Here's my heart's want, I guess. I've been living alone for quite a while now, which is great when it comes to grocery bills, but not for, like, you know, mental or emotional health stuff. Not to mention that I haven't gotten laid since at least Obama was president, I think. And I mean, I've been trying to date, but it hasn't been going well at all. And now, basically, I'm really, really lonely. And every night I go to bed alone, it kills me just a little bit more. So I guess I just want somebody, you know? Somebody who will stick around and listen. Somebody who won't go away whenever I need them. Just for once. I want somebody who will help me figure out who I am. There. That's my wish. Sincerely, best regards, Violet. Yep, no, yeah. Of course it didn't work. Because magic doesn't exist, and neither do demons, or wishes, or any chance of my life ever improving. Great. Glad to have scientific proof of that at last. Well, time for plan B. Oh, god damn it. Shit. I forgot to here we have M0 that made the position. I made that what? Oh no. Oh sweet Jesus fucking Christ. That is a fucking demon. That is a real ass fucking devil thing in my goddamn apartment. Magic is fucking real, and I summoned a sexy, sexy evil spirit. Oh shit, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. It's coming closer to me, and I. Okay. Okay, wait. No. No. I know what's going on. There is no sexy demon walking towards me. That's not happening at all. What's really happening is that I've gone crazy. That's all. Loneliness has finally driven me insane, just like Aunt Moira said it would. So there's really nothing to worry about. I'm just gonna reach out my hand, and when it doesn't touch anything, the hallucination will be broken, and I'm gonna return to my normal, boring, Oh, okay. No, that is a that is a real chest. And a nice chest. Do you work out or Okay, so it's you're real. And that's fine. This is totally okay and not something worth freaking out about. So I'm not freaking out. I'm calm. I am collected, and I am fully in control of my mental facilities, mental faculties. What did I say? Oh God! Oh my God! Oh my God! This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. Okay. Calm down, Violet. Deep breaths. You did this on purpose, right? You deliberately sought out the forces of darkness, so there's no reason to be surprised when a hard-ass body demon dude magically poofs into your apartment. That's to be expected. Probably. Just introduce yourself. Yeah. introduce yourself and hope he doesn't eat you. Hello, new friend. Welcome to Earth. My name is Violet. I'm 27 years old and I'm in marketing. That probably doesn't mean anything to you. Sorry, can you speak English? Yeah, okay, sorry, that sounded real stupid as soon as I said it. I'm just a little flustered. Yeah, what's your name? Oh, I have to name you. I mean that's kind of fucked up. They don't give you a name in like, I don't know, in demon school. Did your parents not like pick a few out or? Oh, you're not a demon. You're an incubus. Well, okay, I mean that seems like semantics to me, but whatever. I clearly have no idea what I'm talking about. In fact, I'm feeling just a little bit out of my depth in general right now. I don't know how to. God, where the hell did I put those instructions? Sorry, sir. Would you excuse me for just a second? No, yeah, you can sit down wherever. Sorry, there's clothes everywhere. Yeah, no, you just sit down right over there and hang tight for a second. Tim? No, that's fucking terrible. Okay, let's get back to the whole naming thing a little bit later. Okay, Jesus Christ. Ancient texts, please. Tell me what the fuck's going on. Incubi are born to serve without a thought or question. Though a heart develops in time, they delight in satisfying their master's wishes until the secret hurt within them is banished. Jesus Christ, who wrote this? The Riddler? Okay. Whatever. So, I'm your master. Oh God, do not call me that. Violet is fine. So, I mean, but you do have to do whatever I tell you. Oh, you want to do whatever I tell you. That's, I mean, chivalrous, I guess, and preferred. Okay, let's start simple. Will you pour me another glass of wine? Thank you. How kind. Thank you. Let me, okay, I'm gonna level with you, new friend. I made this plan when I was very sad and tipsy, and I never really expected it to work, so I have no idea what to do right now. I mean, I know I can tell you to do whatever I want, but God, it's like when my mom asks me what I want for Christmas, you know? Or when somebody asks me, like, oh, what's your favorite music? It's like, with all those options, I can never choose. And I never really know what I want. Maybe that's my problem, you know, with men. I mean, did I tell you about my problems with men? Because, oh boy, they're considerable. Like, I never know when to ask a guy to take it slow or just, you know, quit fucking around and go down on me already. What? What the fuck? Did you just poof my pants off? Dude, like, okay, cool trick and everything, but I was joking. And that was my favorite pair of. Oh. Wow, you have surprisingly soft hands. I mean, they look kind of big and spooky, and like the claws, but when you touch my thighs like that. What? Oh, no, I don't want you to stop. I mean, do you want to stop? You can totally stop if you want to stop, of course. Like, obviously. But, like, it would be okay if you just kept going. Just, yeah. God, let me sit down over here first. Okay, here we go. Sorry, I have not shaved in a little while. Didn't think it would matter today. Oh, you like it? That's okay. That's pretty hot, actually. I will keep that in mind, I guess. What are you waiting for? Oh God, am I rushing you? No. I'm really sorry. I am so sorry. I don't know how this works, and I'm pretty rusty, and I have to tell you what I want. I mean, I am sitting on a couch with no pants on and my legs very spread. Isn't it a little obvious? No, it's not that I can't tell you. It's just those words feel really weird coming out of my mouth. You know, like I can never really say that stuff with anybody. Like, what if the guy gets grossed out or offended or isn't like open to things? It kind of scares me, I guess. Well, no, I guess I don't have to worry about that with you, do I? Okay then. Do it. Eat my pussy. Was that? Fucking good at that. Your hips are again so soft and so strong. Sucking on my clit just just like that. So suck it hard and fast. Now put your tongue inside. Put your t God, how fucking long is your tongue? Oh, you're getting way back. Oh, you're hitting my G spot. Oh, fuck. 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 Push it. Push it harder. Push it. Harder, baby. Oh, sorry, I know I'm pulling your horns, but I just can't. Oh, fuck. Oh my fucking God. Holy shit. Nobody's ever eaten me out like this before. It feels so good just squeezing around your tongue like this. Your lips, they're. Oh, they're making my pussy tingle. Oh, so strange, but God, it makes me so fucking hot. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming already. Push your tongue deeper, deeper, faster, faster. Jesus fucking Christ. Holy shit. Holy shit. Oh, that was unexpected. It usually takes guys forever to make me come, but you. Wow. It's like you know what I want the moment I do. Would you kiss me, please? Oh my God, your face is dripping. Am I really? Ooh, am I really that wet? Let me. Oh, ooh, yeah. I am soaked. Nobody has ever made me that wet before. That is so fucking hot. I think I have an idea. Listen, there's this. This is something I've been curious about for a long time, but I've never had the nerve to ask any of my old boyfriends about it. I mean, I was worried they'd freak out or get the wrong idea. But I think maybe you're just the right person to ask. So, will you play with my ass just a little bit? I've always wanted to, see what it feels like. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here, let me just put a pillow underneath me. So I've never done this before, and I'm not super sure what to expect. So it might be a little tight. But I mean, I'm already pretty fucking wet down there. So maybe, I don't know. Just here, start with your fingers. Ooh. Yeah, just rub around it like that. Get it wet. Ooh. Oh, that feels a little bit weird, but also like pretty nice. No. I like it. Just yeah, keep going slow like that. Yeah. Now, can you put your finger in? Just like slowly. Yeah. Be gentle. I'm really not sure if. Ooh. Oh. That doesn't feel like how I expected it, but oh my God, that feels so fucking good. It's like, scratching an itch. Like, push deeper. Yeah, push a little bit. Ooh, fuck. Yep. Just move it in and out slowly. Slowly. Oh, God. This is. I've never felt anything like this before. Your fingers sliding in my out of my ass feels so dirty. I feel so dirty. Holy shit, I love it. Oh, two fingers now. Two fingers. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Oh, God. Oh, it's so fucking good. Yeah, now pump your fingers faster. Pump them faster, baby. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel my pussy dripping down on your fingers. It's so wet. Push your fingers deep and let me squeeze around him. Let me squeeze my asshole around you. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I need. Oh, wait. Stop. I don't know if you're doing something to me or if it's just like me, but I need your cock in my ass. I need it so fucking bad. I'm really worried that you're gonna be too big, but fuck it. Just please take off that weird loincloth thing and let me. Oh. Oh my God, it's perfect. Your cock is the perfect size. Like, what are the odds of? Oh, you made it that size for me. That's one hell of a trick there, but I mean, I guess that's to be expected of a demon cock. Sorry, incubus cock, incube dick. You know, whatever. Just. Come, lay on top of me. there, yeah. Ooh. I'm a little bit scared. Seeing your cock lined up with, well, me like that. I never expected anything like this, but. Yes, you know, I want this. I really, really want this. Push it in. I want you to fuck me. Fuck me in the ass. Oh my God, you're in. You're all the way in. Oh. Holy shit. God, I can. How can I feel every inch of you throbbing inside me? Your balls rubbing against my ass? God, this is so fucking hot. Ah. Now, I want you to thrust into me. Slowly. At first, but I think. No. I know I can take it. Now. Faster. Oh my fucking God, yes. You're so fucking deep in my ass. I can feel every inch sliding in and out. Oh my God, it feels so fucking good. I've never felt anything like this before. Oh, Jesus. My ass is clenching down on you so fucking hard with every fucking thrust. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, you're so fucking hard. Just, God, please tell me when you're gonna come, okay? I'm getting so close. Tell me when you're gonna come, okay? You'll only come when I tell you to. Holy shit. You are a miracle. You know that. You are. Oh, shit. Oh, this is so fucking good. Oh, keep going, baby. Just keep fucking my ass. A little harder now. Harder, harder, harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Pound my ass. Fucking pound it. Pound my ass. Give me every goddamn inch. Shit. God, you're so fucking hard. You're so fucking hard for me. Oh, my ass feels so tight around your hard fucking cock. Oh my god, that feels so fucking good. Jesus. I think I'm gonna come. Oh my god, my ass. Oh, I'm gonna come for you. I want you to come with me. Will you come with me? Oh, it's happening. I'm gonna come. I'm coming my ass. Come in my ass, baby. Come. Fill me up. Fill me up. Pumping into my ass. So fucking hot. Holy shit. Oh, give it to me. Every drop. Oh, Jesus. Ah, just kiss me. Oh, holy shit, you came up so much. Oh, I can feel it. I was always curious about that, but I never would. I never knew I would love that feeling so much. Oh, okay. Okay, pull it out. Slowly. Pull it out slowly. Oh, okay. That was a long ways. Okay. I came from anal. I didn't even know. Is that a thing? I wasn't even like touching myself. Seriously? Oh, I'm shaking. God damn. Oh. Oh, that's weird. I think your cum is leaking out of my ass. Oh wow, that is a lot. That is a lot of that. Oh. No, it's okay. I'll just be in the couch later. No big deal. I just oh. Could you just can sit here and hold me? I could really get used to sitting here like this. Your arms are so strong. I feel really safe. Like there's nowhere else I'd rather be for once. So I still don't 100% know how this arrangement works. Are you here with me forever? Okay, good. I think you and I are gonna have a lot of fun. I never knew that I could be so decisive. I feel stronger now somehow. Well, not my legs, but no, I don't need anything else right now. I just need you right here with me. I still don't have a good name for you yet, but why don't we try coming up with one together? The book said that your heart would develop over time or whatever, so I mean, we'll find something that suits you. But for now, I just want to sit here. Just hold me close, okay? I'd really hate for you to poof away when I'm not looking.